90.3 867 1190
Well, we're here today with Jackie Hardy, who is going to give us some good news for the new year.
And
we'll see.
Well, what we're going to talk about today is I'm going to go through the housing aids for older people, the scheme that's out there that a lot of people don't know about it. So I'm going to talk about it and the rules and the rates and how you apply.
Yeah.
So the Housing Aids for Older People scheme is used to improve the conditions of an older person's home. In general, it is aimed at people 66 years of age and older who are living in poor housing conditions. However, in case of genuine hardship, the local authority may assist people under the age of 66. If you have a disability and your home needs to be adapted to make it more accessible, the Housing Adaption Grant for People with a Disability or the Mobility Aids Grant scheme, they may also be suitable. But the one we're talking about today is the Housing Aid for the Older People. Now, the rules for it, the local authorities have been instructed that only essential repairs should be undertaken to make the property habitable for the applicant. Local authorities vary as regards what type of work they will grant aid under the Housing Aids for Older People scheme. You should check with your local authority to see, but the types of work that is grant aided can include some of the following: structural repairs or improvements, dry lining, repairs or replacement of windows and doors, the provision of water, sanitary services and heating, cleaning and painting, remedies, rewiring, and any other repairs or improvement work considered necessary. So there could be something else that you want done and it's not covered there, so they could look at that too. They're just the main ones that are thrown out there. Many older people may be eligible for the Housing Aids for Older People scheme. However, priority will be given to people based on financial needs. Owner-occupied houses being purchased from the local authority under the tenant purchase scheme. Now, priority applicants, your application will be prioritised based on medical need. Highest priority will be given to people for whom alterations or adaptations would facilitate their discharge from hospital or the incontinence of care of their own home. So basically, you need an occupational therapy report stating that you need the work done and that because of your health. Then there's a means test attached to it. Now, the following is not taken into account when they're calculating the household means, because look at all the income coming into the house. 5,000 for each member of the household aged up to 18 years. 5,000 for each member of the household aged between 18 and 23. Full-time education or on a solus apprenticeship. 5,000 where the person to whom the grant application relates is being cared for by a relative on a full-time basis. Things that aren't taken into account is child benefit, family income supplement, domiciliary care allowance, respite care grant, the carer's benefit, and the carer's allowance. Now, all work that's been done, they must have a tax reference number. Details of your tax district would be on their tax district. So what they're basically saying is they have to be tax compliant and your local property tax has to be paid up to date. Starting the work, you cannot get the work started until you've been approved for the grant, because it can take anything up to 6 months for the grant to come through, depending on what time of the year and what funds are available. Getting the work done safely. Under the regulation governing safety, health and welfare at work, homeowners are obliged to ensure that the construction work on their home is carried out by competent people. So basically they're saying that they have to be tax clearance and they're a registered builder as well. Now, they don't give you the full value of it. The maximum grant is 95% is available to people with annual household income of less than 30,000, tapering down to 30,000 for those with annual household income up to 50,000. So depending on what your income is, you could get a taper down. But if your income is less than 30,000, you will get the full grant, which is 95% of it. Now, you'd hear people saying, they have to make up, they ask on the application form, because the maximum is 95%, they want to know where you get the other 5%. Some people say from the credit union, they could be getting a loan or the family is going to make it up. So they do ask that question. They will ask for bank statements and proof of all income coming into the house as it is means tested. Now, you can get the application forms here in the Civic Centre, in the Citizen Advice, we stock them, but also the Dublin City Council are here on the landing in the building right beside us, and they stock all the information. So if you don't go for the one that I just mentioned, the Housing Aids for Older People, there is ones for people with disabilities for getting ramps and maybe a bedroom downstairs or a bathroom downstairs, and they're covered under ones for disability, because there is three main ones, which is the Housing Aid for Older People, the Mobility Aid Grant, and the application for grant for people with disabilities. So depending on what you're, like, I mean, you could be an older person but are seeking the one for the disability. So there is three different ones. covering different things. Like that's structural. There is, as I said, ones for bathrooms, but every one of them, you have to produce an occupational therapist, which you get in contact with your local one, and they come out and they assess your needs and they give you a letter stating what they think needs to be done to the property. And you need a copy of that to go with your application form when you're sending it in. And I can't stress enough too, they want evidence proving that your local property tax is up to date. And that's it. If anybody's any questions to do with any of the grants, whether it be the older people's scheme, the mobility aids one, or the disability grant, you can give the citizens advice here in the Civic Centre ring at 0761078190. That's 0761078190. Or you can drop up to us. We open from 9:30 to 4:30, Monday to Friday. We only close from lunch from 1 to 1:30. And we're a drop-in service. There's no need to make an appointment. You can drop in any time and there'll be always somebody there to go through the application forms, help you fill it in and answer any questions you need. And that's it.
Now, with regard to the property tax, lots of people have deferred the property tax. Now, there's a 4% charge on it.
Per year.
And that applies in the case of a person looking for it.
They'd have to say that once they've got the deferral, they'd be okay.
You definitely have to give the numbers.
You have to ring the property tax and they will send you out. They usually send it at the end of every year just saying your property tax is up to date. You have to have that or you won't get the grant.
Yeah, and there's all sorts of other grants that I noticed on the list. A lead pipe grant, you can get up to $5,000
to get
lead pipe removed. And I didn't think there was any lead pipe left.
I did say there, like, it's the real about replacing windows and doors. Now, we'd have people, if you've previously had weather glazed windows, they won't. Yeah. That's for a house that's had old wooden windows
that's never had it done.
And there's also one, it mentions there central heating. That's for an old house that never had central heating. They're not going to give you new rads and new boilers. That's for a house that maybe was left wrecking room that never had anything done with it.
And of course now quite a lot of them, the hall doors have warped and all sorts of that. And it could be putting draft proof on it forever in it.
Well, if the occupational therapist comes out to the house, they usually look around. And we had one there ourselves for my own mother. They put smoke alarms in, they put a light outside the door, a ramp, a handle, you know what I mean? All airbrushes on the end of the door for
grabs and all that.
So they will do all them things. The occupational therapist will organise that. But you do need a report if you want structural stuff done or a new bathroom or whatever you need. And they'll be assessing your needs so they can keep.
Yeah, and you probably have to
stay in your home.
Get a couple of quotes, maybe.
You do. You have to give them two quotes and they usually go with the lowest one.
There's quite a lot of things that people don't even know about. You know, they think somebody must have grant, sure, I wouldn't be eligible for that.
Well, that's why the citizen advice is there. They can come up and ask us any questions and we let them know what their entitlements are.
I'll be up to you shortly. The list will be that long.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Jackie.
Well, there you are, folks. That's Jackie Hall. You're a very good, decent woman who is always coming in to give us all advice, and me and Austin as well. And she's just downstairs there, so if you want to come over to the north side Civic Centre there, you'll find her there.
I forgot to get her phone number, but they'll fill out the forms and all that.
Yeah, they do all the stuff for you.